There was a whole big scandal over the pants.
That's what I was wondering.
That's all possible. Yeah, it doesn't really matter. I asked to wear pants because in the contract it said all no-gi competitors must wear rash guard and board shorts. So, I'm in Abu Dhabi, which is the tournament that I beat him the first time. You can wear whatever you want.
Right.
Sometimes people wear board shorts. Some competitors wear tight booty shorts. Some competitors wear tight tensity type shorts that go down to their knees. Some wear tights that go all the way down to their ankle. And on the top, some guys wear short sleeve rash guards. In Abu Dhabi, some guys wear long sleeve rash guards. Flamengo is one of the greatest jiu-jitsu players ever. He doesn't like to wear any rash guards. So he goes out there and does board shorts, no top. He likes to be greasy on top. So no one cares what you wear.
Okay.
But I asked Alec, I go, you don't care what I wear either, right? I could wear pee pants, right? Even though it's and he asked Hoyler, and Hoyler said, yes, as long as he promises not to change his mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, why would I have to promise not to change my mind? You should have just said, wear whatever you want. Like, I don't care what he's wearing. I don't care if he's wearing a short sleeve rash guard or a long sleeve rash guard. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Part of the deal was when they let me decide what I was going to wear, like, they go, okay, we'll let you wear pants, but as long as we can grab them and you can't change your mind.
Oh, my God.
As long as Taylor can grab them anywhere he wants, but not, and I can't change my mind.
Okay.
So I decided to change my mind. I go, you know what? If I wear tights and board shorts, now we can't grab anything. Just because it's weird. It's the craziest weird laws in jiu-jitsu that haven't been really dissected scientifically or logically. If your bottom attire is form-fitting and goes all the way to your ankle, you can't grab it. But if your bottom attire goes past your knees and down your ankles and is loose like pants, then all of a sudden you can grab it any way you want. It makes no sense. If you're wearing board shorts, if your bottom attire is loose like pants, but only goes up to your knees, no, you can't grab. But for some reason, if it goes past your knees and to your ankles, and it's not form-fitting, you can grab. So it's ridiculous. You shouldn't have been able to grab. I should have been able to wear whatever I want. Because if I would have just said, I'm wearing tights and board shorts, I would have still had the same grip of pants, but she wouldn't be able to grab anything. So that I decided to go with that. You know, the pants have more grip than tights, but at least, you know, because of their form fitting, she's not allowed to grab them. I'll go with that dumb rule. I'd rather take that dumb rule, which is a great rule. It's a great rule, but in context with the fact that you can't grab pants, because you can grab them because they're loose, but you can't grab them because they're tight. It just makes no sense. There's no logic behind it. So with these weird logical rules, I decided to go, you know what, I'm going to wear tights and shorts. So they said, no, you promised. You can't change your mind. You promised you'd wear pants. And I said, I'm going to wear tights. What's the big deal? Why do you care so much? I'm going to wear tights. I posted a picture of me with tights. I said, this is my new attire. And then Oyler got his lawyer involved. And his lawyer was threatening something legally. So at that point, I go, shit, he's getting his lawyer involved? Fuck yeah, I'll wear pants then. Let's just do this shit. So then I just to avoid any legal mumbo jumbo, I decided to wear pants. I wanted to wear them in the first place anyway. And I'm glad that I did because it ended up biting him in the ass. And the fact that I electric chaired him anytime I wanted to was because of the pants. Then at the end, the pants ended up saving his ass. Because if he wanted to grab my pants, I would have used that foot to stomp on my other foot, on the inside of my other foot, and created more pressure on that leg lock, and he would have tapped from that. But he was holding my pants, and I couldn't free my right leg, which would have added more power to the vaporizer.